most intense, thrilling, electrifying sport on the planet. Mixed Martial Arts. You've been looking for the definitive podcast to call your new home to hear everything about it. The search is over. This is the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. Bringing you the hottest MMA breakdowns straight from the heart of the octagon. This show is all about MMA breakdowns. For fans, by fans. We're talking UFC, MMA, and the occasional big boxing match. We'll bring our unique take on how these fights are going to play out and who we think are the best bets. Welcome to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. And now your hosts, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly, and Emiliano, a.k.a. Jive Turkey Nano.
What is up, fight fans? Welcome back to another episode of the MMA Anomaly Show, No Filter. I'm your host, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly, and with me, as always, is the co-host with the most, Jive Turkey Nano. How we doing today, brother?
Let's go. Doing great. Happy Friday. Great to see you, as always, and great to see all y'all in the chat. We got lovely people in there. We got, I guess, panties are wet, which is a good thing. I mean, not in the good way. See you, Leroy. We see you. Let's go. Kick him in the head, Juice Man. Whole crowd's out today. It's a party, y'all.
Can't wait to dive into these
fights.
Juice Man saying, is it true they're saying Benoit Saint-Denis got staff again?
Don't you put that evil on me, Rick and Bobby.
That is tough. He's already coming in here against an up-and-comer that is, he fought last time he had staff, right? They were saying he had staff when he went in there against Dustin Poirier. Let's go! Kick him in the head. What up, Keith? Hope you're having a great night or a day. I don't know. What time is it over there, man? Either way, I hope you're having a great time. Hope the neighbors aren't giving you shit about being an excited young lad that you are. And Leroy, what's up, my guy? Hope you're having a fantastic night, my guy. Oh, gosh. Juice Man, I really hope he does not have staff. My G, we say it right back to you. Keith is saying it looks like it's true. Leroy says BSD could be missing an arm and should still win this one. Minus 1,100 odds, he'd better win. Yeah, I mean, fair.
Touche.
Ooh-wee. So with that being said, folks, we are here to talk about UFC 315. That's right, UFC 315. I am going to be enjoying it with a homie that I haven't gotten to actually spend some time with in quite some time. My guy Lee up in LA, we're going to be getting properly smashed watching this fight. Should be great. And we're going to be doing that from the very beginning of the fight card, which of course starts at 3:30 p.m., folks. Make sure you tune in because we are starting with a banger in the bantamweight division taking place between Brad Katona and Behzat Almakan. Nano, what do you think of these speedy 135ers? And who do you reckon goes out there and gets the job done on Saturday afternoon?
This is going to be a fun one, right? We're kicking off UFC 315. It is a number. It is a pay-per-view. So make sure you're ready. Get the popcorn ready as well. It's going to be a fun main card. But we are setting the tone here, like I said, with a Brad Katona kicking off against a Behzat Almakan. And anybody with the name Khan in it, you got to argue, probably going to win. He is the slight Ben favorite. And, you know, we like talking about dogs. We like our underdogs around here. And I am very familiar with a Brad Katona and the type of dog he's going to be in the octagon. But I think I'm leaning the Ben favorite here. It's hard for me to make a case for Brad at this point. Reason being, his opponent is a dog. Like, Behzat is definitely going to go in there and do what needs to be done. He turned out not so. Hold on. We got some chatter in the comments here. Anomaly, you get the new hairdo? Is that what's going on?
No, dude. Same barber, same hairstyle. I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
Leroy, come on, man. Come on.
Maybe it's been a long work day. Has it shifted? Is there something going on? Is something afoot here? What's happening?
Yeah, man. No, I mean, it looks great. Looks sharp as ever. I mean, I haven't worn a lot of hats. Maybe it's my hair a little fluffy, but
how do you feel about highlights. This one? Oh, I mean, they'll come back. You're right, actually. Those go away when I go away from the California sun. Not nearly as much sun in Japan, I'll be completely honest with you.
I love it. Yeah, man. Maybe we'll bring it back. That is a fun look. But to your point, you look as sharp as ever. Got the fresh fade. We see you. But yeah, man, I mean, how are you feeling about this one? Are you going with the underdog, Brad Katona? Obviously, we've seen him. We're familiar with him. Do you think he can get it done? Or are you going with the Ben favorite here? Talk to the people.
Oh, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I am going to go with the betting favorite on this one. I just think he gets it done. I think he's a stronger, more well-rounded up-and-comer. A little bit, you know, fresher as far as his fight tenure. And he is coming off of a loss just like Brad Katona, right? But the Turan Warrior, he's an absolute beast, bro. Most of his wins have actually come by way of finish. And not just that, but by way of knockout. 82% of them. So 9 wins out of his 11 are by way of knockout, 1 by submission and 1 by decision. I just don't think Brad has that ability to crack like he used to. And we've seen him get cracked out there before by our guy, Garrett Armfield. So look, man, I truly think that I think he's going to go out there and get beat up by Behzad Almakhan. Am I going to bet on this one? I don't think so, man. It could end up being a much closer fight on TV than it is on paper. And minus 148 isn't the most appetizing odds for me. I am kind of digging the plus 270 on the under 2.5 rounds, though. Might not be a terrible play. But again, I think I'm going to try and stay away from it if I'm being an honest man here. Nominally hitting the gym hard, looking like he's trying to take number one spot in my heart from Nano. Brother, let's go. Let's go.
Stiff competition right here. I know it, man. I know this guy's gunning for number one as always, but he is looking beefy right now. We see you.
Let's go, baby. Been putting in that time and work in the gym, bro. Hoping to get a little session tonight before bed. We'll see how the night shakes out. I'm on the favorite here. Does Brad have a shot? Yes, he's always got a shot in there. He's a crafty veteran, but he just hasn't improved enough for me in recent years. He's still the same Brad Katona that he was back when he got cut from the UFC the first time. Unfortunately, this could be the end of his UFC career. But I do think he thrives outside of the UFC in most other organizations. With that being said, we move on and find ourselves in the featherweight division for a bout taking place between Daniel Santos and Lee Jong-Yong. This is another one that is extremely close, right? Daniel Santos plus 124 dog. And Jong-Yong Lee is a minus 148 favorite in this one. I hate to be boring here, Nano, but I think I'm going to go with the favorite here again, bro. South Korea's own, the Korean Tiger, to be specific. Jong-Yong Lee, dude's an absolute monster in there. And I'll be honest, Tapology thinks I'm wrong here. Tapology also thinks that Vegas is wrong here. 58% of the 3,624 people in the community that have voted on this have voted for Santos. A lot of them think he's going to get it done by either decision or knockout. I just don't see that being the case. Granted, his opponent, Jong-Yong Lee, his only two losses have come by way of knockout and by way of decision. Most recently, Haider Amil was able to go out there and get the knockout in the very first round. But Hurricane Haider Amil is an absolute monster, bro. I mean, we just saw him come off of that split decision win over William Gomez, who's an absolute beast as well. Also has a win over Chase Gibson, Fernie Garcia, the list goes on. I'm going with Jong-Yong Lee here. I think he goes out, dictates the pace of the fight, uses his distance here, and ultimately gets a finish. I think he's going to go out there and use the reach to his advantage. He has a hell of a reach advantage here, folks. 6.5 inches of reach. So, I mean, again, I just think that he has too many paths to victory to not win this fight. Give me the Tiger, man. Who you got in this one, Nano?
I love it. And I love when we're hive minding. And I love when we're keeping it simple to start the card, right? I mean, we do love our underdogs around here. Like I said, we love someone that fights like a junkyard dog. And that is what we're going to get from a Daniel Santos. But it's a razor-thin margin here, and he is going up a weight division. That's probably the one reason why I'm going to have to lean against the bigger, equally skilled, equally well-rounded fighter. in Zhang Yuanli. I do think he'll find a path to victory here. Might be grindy windy. Again, Daniel Santos is a dog, but I am taking Vegas at their word and assuming that Zhang Yuanli, geez, got confused there, at minus 148, should be able to get it done. Well, should take care of business. What up, Lazy Bed? What up, Lane? We see you all. Great to have you as always. Come on.
Yeah, I was trying to say what up, Lazy, in the chat there, and my keyboard had a bit of a seizure. Not sure what happened. So yeah, what up, Lazy? What up, Lane? What up, folks? Let us know your picks. Looks like Lane had to flip from Silva today. May have to flip from Aldo tomorrow. Very disappointed today. You know, it happens. It happens. Aldo was crazy to think 135 was for him. He's too big. Brother. 7 pound weight miss is wild stuff. What it do, Anomaly Crew. Man, what it do, Lazy Bed Crew. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Hope you made it through the week with a smile from ear to ear. And hope you're ready to sail off into the sunset that is Saturday and watch these fucking fights, my guy. Leroy, that being said, Zahavi had already cut to 136 before he started rehydrating. Also got an advantage. Or Aldo got an advantage. Yeah, 100% Aldo got an advantage. I'm still taking Zahabi as my fucking dog of the week, though. Let's go.
Big Zah's got to eat. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? All day, baby. And if my dog of the week doesn't hit this time around. You know? Hey, we got JJIAGP in the house. What's up, man? Hope you're nice. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Good old JJ. Love nice. This guy. Love this guy. Heck yeah, man. JJIAGP up in this mother. Let's smash that like. Thank you very, very much. Let's go, Juice, man. Let's go. So yeah, Nano. Are we riding the same wavelength so far or what, my guy?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think so. We're riding the wave. We're riding the triple name JYL on this one for sure. Two for two. I like it.
I'm not mad at it, man. This might be a fast show tonight. That being said, I guess we move on into the middleweight division for a bout that is going to be very interesting for as long as it lasts. It is a bout between Bruno Blindado Silva and Marc-Andre Berriot. The power bar. Man, one man is 1-4 in his last five. The other man is 2-3 in his last five. This is an interesting one, my friend. It's tough. It's tough. On paper, it looks like Marc-Andre Berriot should win this fight, but I'm not sold. So, Nano, tell me where your head's at and sell me either which way here.
I mean, it's a coin flip. It's a toss-up, a virtual pick'em here. Very close odds as well. Minus 166 currently on our preferred sportsbook at DraftKings. But Bruno Silva sitting at a plus 140 odds. Man, I've been so tempted to go on these two other underdogs so far, but I think I'm finally falling for the trap here. I think I do like this underdog, this junkyard dog in a Bruno Silva. I think he's equally as tough. Has heavy hands as well, and I think he can find a path to victory, man. I do. It's going to be, like you said, a fun fight for as long as it lasts. Might be fight of the night. Someone might get a performance bonus here. 50K might be on the line because both of you guys have very exciting finishes in their repertoire. So I'm excited to see it, man. But I think I'm leaning to the underdog here. I don't know if I sold you enough. I kind of rode the fence, but... Again, I think Bruno's well-rounded enough to get it done. I don't know if that was a good enough job. How you feeling?
I mean, I think you told me exactly what I wanted to hear, if I'm being completely honest. Marc-Andre Berriot has lost to Dustin Stolzfus, Joe Pyfer, Chris Curtis, Anthony Hernandez, Chidi Onjukwani. I mean, none of those are terrible names, right? He's also lost to Andrew Santos, Christoph Jotko, tough one, and Jun Young Park. And this is back before everybody loved Jun Young Park, right? His only wins in the UFC are over Eric Anders, Julian Marquez, Jordan Wright, Dalka Lungiambula, Abu Mr. Potato Head Azaitar. And I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Now, looking across from him, you know, of course, he also has a win over somebody like Jordan Wright. But he also has wins over people like Andrew Sanchez, Wellington Turman, Brad Tavares, who he knocked out in 3 minutes and 35 freaking seconds. Okay? And his losses are to Chris Weidman, Shara Magomedov, Brendan Allen, GM3 3 years ago, Alex Pereira. I mean, I like Bruno Silva in this one. 20 wins in mixed martial arts by knockout alone. I'm falling for the trap, Nano. I think I am. And not only that, but if you look at the way Marc-Andre Barriot loses, he's lost three times by knockout. And more recently, two out of his last three losses were by way of knockout. Dustin Stoltzfus is not necessarily a household name knockout machine. He's got three knockouts to his name out of 16 wins. And Joe Pyfer, I mean, he's good. He's a good fighter. He has nine wins by knockout, but again, he typically knocks out smaller guys, if we're being honest here. So I think our guy, Bruno Silva, is not only live to win this fight, but live for a knockout here, Nano. And you can get that at plus 225.
Ooh, that's juicy now.
So, I mean, do we want to take the risk on the juice of plus 225, or do we want to play it a little bit safe, but still hit that juice on plus 140 and take them at moneyline?
Moneyline is definitely solid. I wonder what the double odds are, you know, because the submission could potentially be in the realm of possibilities here, my friend. Maybe double odds if you are trying to be more conservative, right? We do have all three options here. We're talking plus odds. Either way, again, money back in your pocket. Either way,
so you slice get the double in, odds at plus 215. That's not there bad at all.
That's
a 10-point difference juicy from TKO, KO, or DQ. So, yeah, I think that's the move. Inside the distance, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, these two big dogs are going to let it all on the line. I know someone's going to go memes.
I think I'm going to do a half unit on that.
Book it.
I think I'm going to do a half unit on that. Let's see here. This is also the 1-800 Gambler Fight of the Week. If you're betting currency on this fight, seek out. Lazy Ben, my fucking guy. Oh, my guy. Zav Jelly. Good morning. I hope Silva quits. Sorry, Lane. My parlay counts on it. Well, may your parlay hit, my friend. May your parlay hit. But fuck your parlay. I need Silva to win. He's one of my dogs. No worries, Leroy. I pick flipped from Bruno after the weight miss. Santos, too. Would be so helpful, Stephen Jelly. Dude, your tattoo is incredible, by the way, Sav. She got a tattoo from the commercial with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson and Kevin Holland of the Lime. Auburn Laughs. That'd be super helpful, Stephen. So amazing. Where are you at, Sav Jelly? Why is it morning where you are?
I think she's referencing the nap, yep.
My 20-minute nap turned into 4 hours. I woke up confused at 7 p.m. I thought it's 7 a.m. Jeez Louise.
That's and a what's solid up snooze.
To the fight show in the house right now, folks. Let's go. Big up, Ola Nano. Big up to you, the Fight Week Show. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you go over there. Ola is a class act, and his channel is just as classy. The Fight Week Show, folks. Incredible content all the time. CEO of the Fight Week Show. Let's go. My main man, my big bro. Dude, are you trying to rhyme? Look at this guy. He's like a young Chael Sonnen in the chat right now.
For real.
I see you, Leroy. So, all right. With that being said, I guess we won't continue to talk about Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno.
Nice. Great reference.
And now we move into the light heavyweight division, Nano, for a fight between Navajo Sterling and Ivan Ersan. Nano, take the lead on this one and tell the people who you got.
I mean, I'll keep it short and sweet. I want to, you know, leave enough bone here for my boy, for the the host with the most over here to my left. But no, man, all jokes aside, I'm going with Navajo. Navajo Sterling is my guy in this one. Although I am someone that thinks highly of Ivan Ursulin, you're going to get him at plus 250 odds, which not too shabby. But no, man, this guy Navajo is legit. He's training with all those blokes in the land down under. And he's just has the look of a fighter. I don't know if I'm maybe falling into that trap a little bit. Just when you see him, when you know he's doing his online Twitch streaming and things like that. But also, just he's going out there and he's putting people's lights out, and he's getting better and better each time we've seen him. Excuse me, in the UFC octagon. So that's my pick. I'm going with the heavy favorite here, minus 310. From bettor's perspective, I may try to stay away from that because that's a little rich. Maybe I'll put him in a parlay or maybe take the under 1.5. You're getting that at plus 135. That wouldn't be a bad one. Also, if he's looking to go out there and make a statement win, might chase a finish. But how you feel about this one, my brother? You with me on the heavy favorite?
I am. I'm definitely with you on the heavy favorite here. I like Navajo Sterling in this one. And I'll tell you why. He, as you said, he's just improved every time we see him. Do I agree with the odd stack on this? I don't think it should be a minus 310. I think this should be closer to like a minus 150 versus like a plus 140. Yeah, but I do think Navajo goes out there and gets it done. He is extremely talented for a 27-year-old martial artist. And he just is deceptively strong and deceptively long. Did you mention the 7.5-inch reach? I mean, come on.
Left that for you, but that is significant. Brother,
I mean, depending on what site you look on, it's 7.5 or 7, but either way, that is just not fun. Not fun at all, my friend. Navajo is a very entertaining fighter, very high fight IQ, and a superior arsenal. Lane, chef's kiss. I completely agree. And lazy bed, if I could fuse Ivan Ursulin with Ibo Aslan one more time, bro, you're not fucking lying. I swear, I was like, this guy? No, wait, this guy just fought not that long ago, right? Yeah, no, not the same guy. Very different guys. It's not the same dude. And folks, fight fans, listeners of the channel, if you enjoy betting, if you enjoy fantasy, like fantasy football or anything like that, and you enjoy MMA, we're combining all those things together, or rather they already have, on DraftKings Fantasy. So if it's legal in your state, which, you know, it's legal in most states in the U.S. these days, go ahead and install that app. I'll post a code in the description, or I'll go ahead and add it to the chat. I'll have to pull that up when Nano's doing his next breakdown. So yeah, use my code to sign up. You'll get a boost of money. And then every week moving forward, what we're going to do is we're going to do just a little tiny private competition for us and our listeners. Right? $1 entry, winner takes all. Or we can set it up to where the top three or top five takes all, depending on how many of you guys and gals start to join. But in the beginning, it'll be winner take all. We'd love to see all of your beautiful faces joining in. And it's pretty simple. You get an imaginary $50,000. Fighters are stack ranked off of prices based on betting odds. You have to put together a team of 6 fighters to compete. Points are based on takedowns, strikes, or significant strikes, what round they finish in, etc. So again, I will be posting those links in the description and in the chat moving forward every week. Look out for those moving forward, folks. We'd love to see you in them. Now, with that being said, we move forward into the next fight since we're just fucking agreeing on everything. Maybe we'll disagree on this one. I don't know, though. Light heavyweight bout between Modestus Bukauskas and Iwan Cutelaba. My goodness, my gracious, Jive Turkey Nano. I think this one is going to go in favor of the underdog. I like Modestus Bukauskas here. I think he's looked incredibly improved in his last few outings, and I think this is going to be another grand showing for him. Meanwhile, Iwan Cutelaba has just, he's not given me any reason to want to bet on him, right? He's just extremely inconsistent in his UFC tenure and his MMA tenure. Standing across from him, Modestus Bukauskas showed vast leaps in fight IQ improvement as well as skill improvement in his fights against Marcin Prochniow and Rafael Sorqueira. The way that he went out there and put that arm triangle choke on Prochnio was just, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And then the punches, the barrage of strikes that he was able to get Rafael Sequeira out with, again, nice stuff. I truly, truly think that he's going to go out there, utilize the reach advantage, as I've said about another couple of fighters here, right? He has 3 inches of reach on Iwan Cutelaba, and Cutelaba leaves his hands down at his waist. He comes in and throws from the hip, and that's just welcoming the strikes in from Big Modi, right? So I think Modi B is going to go out there and put on a stunning performance and just work his way up the rankings. Nano, what do you think?
I love it, my brother, and I agree. I honestly, you did a great job explaining and breaking it down and giving the people a good reason to cheer for Modestus Bukauskas. And that's exactly who I'm going with here. I think Modi B, that's honestly a pretty sick nickname, is the guy that I'm rocking with here. I think he's trending the right direction. I'm surprised we're getting him at plus odds, plus 105. I don't think we'll be seeing that far too often, especially moving forward. But I do think this is his opportunity to make a name for himself, get the notoriety, and get a good win over a tough Iwan Cutelaba. That's somebody that has had some highs of the highs in the UFC. It's had some low lights as well, but nobody's down. That dude's a junkyard dog. And every time he's in there, it's pure entertainment, not just in the octagon, but outside the octagon as well, with some of his face-offs. He's famous for yelling, doing the antics, and just bringing the vibes, man, bringing violence. So I think Modestus is going to have his work cut out for him. However, I think he's going to find a way to get it done. Big Mighty B, come on, baby. Let's go. It looks like we got some agreeance in the chat here too, Lane. Looks like he's in agreeance.
Lane says, Iwan will only succeed in putting us to sleep. I think Bukauskas inside the distance. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. Lazy Bad, I'd expect nothing less from a former state champion with bad knees. Wait, what did I miss here?
You're like, there's got to be context here.
Navajo Sterling is quite nice, but I'm partial to Apache Bronze. God. Oh, that's good. That's a good dad joke. God bless all the Mexican mamas out there. There you go. Love that.
Facts.
Which one is going to Volk's place for the training camp? Imagine in 2026, Olberg versus Navajo, all New Zealand title bout, historic. Oh, I mean, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. I think we missed this one too. Bro, I'm excited for tomorrow. Unfortunately, it's Mexican Mother's Day tomorrow, so I'm going to have a busy day with all the mamas around my life. Oh my God, Juice Man.
Oh, well, love shout that. Out Juice Man and Juice Woman. Shout out to the mothers for sure. I'm absolutely Mexican as well, so I'll kind of be doing kind of a similar thing, but well, I'm not in the same state as my mother, but you know what? All good vibes all around to all the mothers. And then that goes to all the animal parents as well out there. You are too a mother, so I'll put that out there.
Love that. Love that. Shout out to the mamas. That's right. Going with Modi. We all are. It sounds like it. I predict a messy finish from Modestus Bukauskas. Oh, Modi, Rajki, JDM, dog parlay. Ooh. What are the odds on that, Lane? I like that, but I don't know that I can bring myself to bet on Rajki.
It's juicy.
I don't know. Context is Lazy Bed likes to engage in the YouTube chat. Fair. I have a bit of an alter ego where I convince various MMA coaches. I'm a 7 foot, 300 pound Muay Thai practitioner. I love that, Lazy Bed. That's fantastic.
Sheesh. 7 foot, 300? That is...
That's funny as hell.
It's quite the human being there.
I'm not convinced you're not, Lazy Bed. Oh, that's good. That is good. Yeah, man. Well, I love that we're both on Modi B here. And that brings us to arguably one of my favorite fighters to talk about. In the next one, we find ourselves in the women's flyweight division. For a bout between Jessica Andrade and the one, the only, Jasmine.
Yes, Adavitej.
That's right, folks. I say again, Jasmine.
Yes, Adavitej.
Canada's very own. Fighting in their very own backyard of Canada. If you've been saying, you know, Jazvicius or Jazadivicius, I mean.
It's actually Yesadavicius.
Okay. just to set the record straight. All right. Nano, who do you have in this fight? Tell me why.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Yes,
I think that is exactly who I'm going with in this one. But it is tough, I will say, because we have kind of made her our champion. We've made her obviously very well known around these parts. And it maybe started out tongue-in-cheek, but we seriously love her style. And the fact that she's actually getting closer and closer to a title run, it almost feels like we manifested it in some way. So as authentic fans of Jasmine Yezidovich's, man, couldn't be more stoked for the opportunity for her. I think she's going to go out there and showcase her skills and her hunger and willingness to go out there and dig deep and be in a dogfight with one of the baddest to lace them up in the female division, in any female division ever. I mean, she's up there. Just in terms of violence, in terms of her at her peak, I mean, Jessica Andrade, I'm a huge fan of, man. It's hard for me to pick against her. It's probably why I'll just, you know, not stay away from it from a DraftKings perspective, because again, I love both these fighters so much. Just want to sit back and enjoy the show. Because we met Jessica Andrade as well. Let's keep that in mind. International Fight Week quickly approaching. So, circa 2024. It was, a great time and very hard for me to bet against her here. So, going to stay away from it. But I think Jasmine's style and that wrestling pedigree that she comes in with, and again, her ability to be able to take a punch, you got to be able to do that if you're standing in the octagon with Jessica Andrade. I think she'll, you know, be able to win at most of the scorecards. Maybe a split decision. I think Jessica can make it interesting. Maybe she can stuff some of those takedowns. All it takes is one shot with Jessica Andrade to change the game completely. We all know this. So Jasmine has to stay locked in. I think she will, though, over the course of 15 minutes and continue to catapult as a top contender in the division. So that's my rant. Got to give our flowers to Jasmine, but I'm going to dish it back to you, my brother. I mean, I'm just going to assume we're on JJ here, but tell the people what they want to hear, man.
Come on, man. You already know. I am all over Jasmine.
Yes, Adavitage.
When it comes to this bet. I think she definitely gets this done. And not only that, but I think she possibly gets it done inside the distance. Am I willing to bet on that? I don't know. Let's look at those odds real quick. So you can take her by TKO, KO, or DQ at plus 500, by submission at plus 300, or just flat out inside the distance at plus 180. It's not bad. That is not bad. But I think I'm just going to take the safe money here. She's minus 285, which not the juiciest odds. Right. But I'm going to. I can't do it. I can't do it. Those odds suck. Those odds are garbage. Not going to do it. We're going to stay away from the betting on this. We're just going to enjoy this fight and enjoy watching Jasmine.
Yes, Adavitage.
Get it done. Done. Okay. I'm super excited.
Same. Big opportunity for her.
So strange. Jasmine doesn't know how to say her own name.
It's actually Yezidovichus.
I think she says it just fine, man. Cop, ma'am, can you repeat your surname?
Yezidovichus.
God bless you. Now, can you please repeat your surname?
God bless you. Now, good. Now, please, ma'am, your
I'll
name,
say,
your
I'll
surname.
Say, I'll say. The conversation went on for 10 minutes. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, I say.
A Gesundheit, madam. Love it.
Oh, man. Or you. Yeah, you. Smash that like button. Catch these hands.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Leroy. Nice. Tell the people.
Nice, Leroy. You know what to do. Sure know what to do. Say my name. Say my name. It's Jasmine.
Yes, Adavitage.
Jasmine?
Yes, Adavitage.
Say my name, say my name. You said it kind of crazy, but...
It's actually Yes, Adavitage.
You know what I'm saying? Better say my name.
Nice. That's some good notes right there. Oh, boy. My man is in key.
Got to lube up the pipes, you know?
I got to, man. Got to. Goosey goosey.
Oh, man. Leroy said, Nano, the wifey just got fluttered when she saw you. Tell her to stand in line.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You're silly, silly. It's I think it's a mixture of both me and MMA Anomaly here. We're getting a good. Maybe it's Bruce Lee behind me. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces to this. So can't isolate it to one, you know, one face.
It's not an isolated incident. That's what he's trying to say.
That's probable cause. No, it's good. Let me guess. Man.
Speaking of probable cause, in this welterweight bout we have coming up next, Nano, Mike Malott, proper Mike, coming in against Charles Chuck Buffalo Radtke. Man, this is going to be a very, very fun fight, again, for as long as it lasts. I think this is going to be a finish of a fight. I like Mike in this one. Chuck is taking this personal in the weirdest kind of ways. He's saying, you know, like, They booed the national anthem, the American national anthem. Someone's got to pay for that. It's going to be Mike Malott. Bro, what are you saying? Bro, what? And then he didn't shake his hand at the weigh-ins? Like, Chuck Buffalo, what are you doing, buddy?
Man. Yeah, you're waking up the beast is what he's doing. I like it in the sense that, like, you know, it's giving him his own edge, maybe, right, coming in. Kind of that Michael Jordan moment, right? Like, oh yeah, he wished me good luck, and I knew it was on by then. You know, it's like I told him good luck. It's a good game. It's like I knew what he meant. And maybe it's one of those situations here, Charles Radtke. It's like trying to make something out of nothing, you know. But again, to get himself hyped up, if that's what it takes, so be it. But he's even cursing out, like he's all fuck Canada and full send. I'm like, okay, what the heck? Or the Nelk boys. You're like, all right, relax. Like, it's funny. I mean, hey, it's getting eyeballs. It's obviously getting some traction, and you know, it feels a little bit Colby Covington-esque, but not too much. All plays into Mike's hand right here. Mike Malott has got a lot of motivation now, if he didn't already, in his backyard, but he has the skills and I think he has the toughness to get it done against a Chuck Buffalo. That's I'm with you on that one, brother. I'm taking the betting favorite here in his backyard. Usually don't bet against my Americans, but Chuck Buffalo's, you know, not necessarily the first choice I would have had to represent us in this bout, but I digress. Gonna be a fun one for sure.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a really fun one as well, Nano. And I gotta tell you, I have kind of a crazy idea for a two-leg parlay here, and I'm just going to go ahead and call it the parlay. It's going to be proper Mike Malott moneyline and Jasmine moneyline, and that'll get you just right at plus 100 odds as of right now. Going to go ahead and just throw one unit on that because, you know, why the fuck not, right? Again, what that means is if you were to put $50 on that, you would get $100 back if it hits, when it hits. So, yeah, let's fucking go. Lane said, Charles is my lock. Wow. Lazy Bed says, Charles Radtke is the biggest damn tool on the card. He thinks he's the Joe Rogan Avenger.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Yeah. Canadian judges are known for notoriously robbing their own. Are they just too nice? That's funny as fuck. Lazy Bed, minus 100 points for Gryffindor. Hey, don't do that to Lazy. I agree with Lazy on this one. I agree with him 100%. You know? And we out here. We out here back in Canada in this fight card, folks. There's reasons. There's reasons. There's also reasons that is the headliner of the preliminary card, folks. Now, before we jump into these fights for the main card, let's talk about the two fights that did get canceled, right? We were supposed to see Gilbert Burns versus Michael Morales, which would have been a banger. Of course, it was Burns, I believe, who got injured, and now he's looking shredded as a mother flubber. Saw him on his podcast this week. He's looking like he's in great shape again, so he should be coming back soon. The other fight we were originally supposed to get was Benoit Saint-Denis, a.k.a. Benny St. Denny, coming in against Joel Alvarez. Joel Alvarez unfortunately had to pull out of that bout. And now we have a main card opener of Benny St. Denis, Benoit Saint-Denis versus Kyle Prepolic, which is a fun name to say. And I wish he had crazy large traps and no neck, because then he could don the nickname Kyle No Neck Prepolic. You know what I'm saying? That would fucking slap as a nickname.
That's pretty crazy. That would go pretty hard. That'd go pretty hard.
That just popped in my head. I didn't have that written down.
I mean, how could you? It'd feel weird writing that down. That
has to be. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be off the dome. Ain't no other way. Got to be straight from the neck.
Ooh. Oh, man. Oh, man. Lazy Bet, I knew you was a snake the way I watched you slither in. You know what I'm saying?
Gee, okay, Mount Boy.
I must be Slytherin too, the way I miss all my bets like Draco. Or no, sorry, that's just Drake.
Tough crowd.
Nano, my guy. I knew you were a Gryffindor anomaly. Yeah, I'm definitely Gryffindor. I actually have a Gryffindor jacket that I just took off the back of my chair and hung on my the back of my door, so it wasn't in the backdrop. The backdrop. Nano. Tell the people who you have in this Benny St. Denis versus Mr. No Neck Prepolic fight.
I mean, the name itself is just too great, but I'm going with Benny St. Denis here. I'm going with Benoit St. Denis. I'm going with the Frenchman to go out there and take care of business, because that's typically what he goes out there and does. I know you're probably listening like, well, what happened against DP? What happened against this guy? That
come on, don't be crazy.
Come on. This guy's a trained assassin. This guy's a certified killer. And he should be able to get it done. I mean, you're looking at the odds. You're looking at the opponent. Although he does pose some threats. I just think this is a very winnable matchup for Benny St. Denis, man. Go out there, take care of business, get back on track, and you know, continue to put on some good fights. But yeah, the whole staff thing definitely is a little concerning, I guess. If I don't know if you think that's going to slow him down or actually impact your decision here in any way, but I am leaning Benny St. Denis, Benny from the Black, to go out there and take it to his opponent here. Find a way to get it done. Get back in that winner's column. Are we on the same page, or do you think his opponent, Kyle, can do the improbable at a plus 900 odds? Let the people know.
Man, I love a far-fetched bet. Probably more than most people you know. But No, I'm not going to talk about this one, man. A lot of people are thinking that this guy's making his UFC debut on short notice is No Neck Prepolic. But that's not the case, right? He actually fought in the UFC all the way back in 2019. He had a two-fight UFC run. Those fights were against Nordine the Machine Taleb, who then went to PFL. He got beat, or rather Nordine beat him. And then the next fight was against Austin Hubbard, who got cut from the UFC and then got back into the UFC after his tough run. A tough run if we're being honest here, you know. And Austin Hubbard beat him too. So both of his fights in the UFC that he has previously had have been losses. It's a tough run for the kid. And I just don't think he's drawn any easy fights here against Benoit Saint-Denis. Even if Benoit Saint-Denis has staff, I still think he gets this done, man. I truly do. And also, shout out to the man, the myth, the legend, Crossover MMA. What's up, fellas? I see the usual suspects in the chat, Lazy Bad, Leroy, Lane. What up, folks? And what up to you, Crossover? Hope you're having a fantastic night, my guy. Loved you guys' stream earlier, by the way.
Make sure y'all go check it out if you haven't yet.
What up, Crossover? That whole little scuffle between you and Ola was hella funny. You're like, I know what you're doing, bro. I'm on to you. I see you, dude. That shit was hella funny. So yeah, I'm not falling for the bait here. I'm not taking No Neck Prepolic. I'm sticking with my guns, and I am taking the favorite man, the warrior, the god of war, Benoit Saint-Denis. Now, in the next one, I think we might actually be against one another, but I don't know. It stands to be seen. We have a women's flyweight bout between Alexa Grasso and Natalia Silva. Man, oh, Manowitz. I don't know who you're going for, who you're siding with on this one, Nano. But either way, I can tell you, it's going to be a spicy fight. And the fans are going to win.
Yes, I do. Yes, they are. Yes, we are. I'm very excited for this fight. This is a banger. This could be a co-main event if it really could be. Crossover MMA thinks Olin loves Silva. Okay. You look a little guilty, huh? Came to the cookie jar. You like the Natalia? Okay. I don't blame you, my friend. I mean, she is a stud. She looks the part and is continuing to get better and better. I don't know, man. Sky's the limit for her, right? But I do know one thing. Oh, and Sab Jelly, great to have you. Two precious angels fighting tomorrow. Big-eyed emoji that looks very innocent-looking.
Baby-eyed.
Very cute one. Yep. Love that. And you're absolutely right about it. The two fallen angels on this earth that we get to enjoy, mix up the fisticuffs in violent fashion. And I'm hoping... that's how I feel. I am going with the Chihuahuas. I am going with Mexicana. Si se puede. We are going with Alexa Grasso here. And to your point, we are probably going to have to agree to disagree. So I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you on something that, you know, maybe you just don't want. And that's just fine. But what I will say to the people, and let's remember that this girl made Valentina look human. Okay. The Valentina Shevchenko. Obviously, Valentina has bounced back. She is now in the position she is in, and is actually someone we're gonna be talking about here soon enough. But all that to say, she's been in there with the who's who. She's been in the octagon for, geez, I guess what, 50 minutes at least, maybe more if I'm not mistaken, with one of the greatest to ever do it in her division, in all of martial arts, period. I mean, Valentina is that talented, y'all. Now, Natalia Silva, my only thing is I got to see it to believe it. That's all I'm going to say. I know she's the Ben favorite. Vegas loves the shiny new toy. Hey, Andy loved Buzz Lightyear as well, okay? But don't forget about Woody. Don't forget about the OG, the one that got you to the dance, the one that has been there and done that. She's, you know, kind of a born fighter. She's not necessarily as flamboyant or maybe has as much notoriety as some other people even in her camp, like a Diego Lopez or just other female fighters. I get why Natalia Silva has all the hype. I mean, should we even call it hype when it's been proven already? But this will be the big litmus test. I just got to see it before I believe it, my brother. And I hope that you can respect that. I hope the people don't cancel me for just going with my Latin sister here and just...
And that was Nano, folks. That was Nano. You love to see him. It's always great when he's able to be on the show. He is a real class act, usually. Sorry for that last minute there, folks. Yeah, that was Nano. That was Nano and his opinion. let's go to the chat here. Olin loves Silva. Yeah, I think you're onto something there. Andrew Nance, let's go, my guy. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday, my friend. We already saw the Two Precious Angels comment. Did you see Canada isn't allowing foot stomps? What? Oh, he's back. Did you see Canada isn't allowing foot stomps? Isn't that interesting?
I did not see that. I didn't even know that was a thing. Is that a thing? Is that confirmed?
That's what Sav Jelly said, so I believe it. It's confirmed.
I've never even heard of that. That's funny.
Sav, when you say it like that, it sounds like you're saying I had a say in this.
Well.
You are Canada. You are Canada, Leroy.
Not saying you're not.
Free Nano. Nah. I'll just keep on a tight leash. It's confirmed, Sav Jelly said. Ooh-wee. Not allowing foot stomps is weak, said Western Mass Climber.
Let's see in the chat, sauce. Western Mass.
My wife likes Nano. Hopefully you never have him back on. Well, we got to keep the wife happy. You know, happy wife, happy life, or whatever they say. I'm just kidding.
that is a sacrifice we might have to make here, but please you know? Reconsider.
It's true. Unified rules with one exception. No foot stomps. No idea why. Man,
it's a Canadian thing. They're just so gentlemanly up there. They just, well, you can't, it's a little rude, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, they obviously don't have that accent, but I can't even really do a Canadian accent now that I'm thinking about it. I'm on the spot here. But not to butcher it and offend anyone, what I will say is maybe it's just, you know, it's not chivalrous.
What are you talking
stomp
about?
Stomp on feet.
You just have to be real nice and say you're sorry.
Oh, there you go. There it is. Yep. There it is. The ewes.
You got to be real nice and say you're sorry about everything. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Maybe that's why. Maybe. Hey, something. I'm sorry. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Something
yeah,
on the
boots. What are you talking about, Sal?
A boot.
Oh, while we're talking about that, folks, we've got almost 40 of you watching right now. So I've got one poured up. There it is. Boom. Dono's got a beer in hand. Whatever you're drinking, it could be water. It could be Kool-Aid. If you're fucking Sterling, it's probably a Capri Sun. As long as you're living, it's not Sprite. But either way, cheers to you. Cheers to us. Cheers to these fights coming up on Saturday. And cheers to all of the glory that we get to witness it. Cheers to you all.
Salud. Let's go. And you didn't have to do Sprite like that. That's one of my favorite sodas. How dare you? Have some respect on Sprite. Put some respect.
Bro, it's Sterling. Sterling gets attacked by Sprite.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yeah. He drank a Sprite on a stream and almost died. He, like, coughed for, like, 2 minutes.
Oh, that I do remember.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. Well, that's fair. That is fair.
Confirmed, Sprite. Folks. Canadian accent is just an apologetic American accent. And what up, Brianna? How you doing? Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Cheers. Just did one. Cheers, cheers.
Great to
honestly,
have you.
Cheers. Hope you are having a fantastic Friday. And let us know who your picks are in this fight. Right now, we're talking about Alexa Grasso versus Natalia Silva. I'm taking the reins back from Nano to talk about my pick. All right. Now, let's see here. I like your pick. I like your pick just fine, Nano. I think it's not bad, right? Alexa Grasso, as you said, she's got great, great training partner. She's got a great team behind her. She's got the man, the myth, the legend, Diego. Where are you? Lopez in her corner, right? And I love that guy. I also love this girl. I love this girl, Alexa Grasso. But I'm telling you right now, brother, I'm telling you right now, Natalia Silva is a different animal. There's just something special about this girl. And I think the best way to sum it up is a line from a movie, one of sports movies' greatest classics that gets slept on. A little movie called The Longest Yard. Right? Adam Sandler.
Banger. I was going to say which Burt one, Reynolds, but yeah, there we go.
Chris Rock. If I would have just said Burt Reynolds, you still would have been able to say which one. Love that.
Yeah.
Deep cut. And that quote is this. She's fast. She's so fast, she makes other fast people look not fast.
One of my favorite quotes in that movie.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's so accurate about this fight, bro. Like, Natalia Silva, the way in which she moves and applies pressure. Like, if you ask me, what is your least favorite style of striking? I would probably tell you Taekwondo. Because most of the time, it's just flippy kicks that are quick and don't really do a whole lot. Just like flutter kicks. But bro, she deals damage with those things. She hammers those things home, brother. And it's something I love to see. So, man, I genuinely think that this is going to be a great showing for Natalia Silva. And I think that if she goes out here and gets the win, she's next in line for a title. And that is going to be an incredible, incredible thing to witness, no matter who's holding the belt at that time, Nano. But we'll kindly put a shot against each other for fight night. And, I'll see you on a video chat or something, or maybe we'll have to pop into whoever's live streaming to do that shot payment. But either way, give me Natalia Silva. And I'm bullish enough to say that I almost think she gets it done inside the distance, man. Natalia Silva is a -245 Vegas favorite for a reason, bro. I truly think they did not get this wrong. But I also understand everything you're saying. The fact that Grasso also has a 1-inch reach advantage and is 1-inch taller makes me a bit weary. But I'm sticking to my guns on this one. I'm going to Talia Silva. With that being said, we have to talk about a very, very weird fight in featherweight. We have a bout between Jose Aldo and Ayman Zahabi. Holy smokes, bro. Jose Aldo came in 7 pounds over. Bro. Oh, before we actually jump into this, making the walk, shout out to my guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Jax.
Let's go. House, baby.
Silva can fight going forward and backward. Her speed is going to make Grasso an indecisive striker. Thank you. Thank you. Nail on the head. He just smacked that nail with the hammer, baby. That's exactly what I predict, bro. Like, she's just going to be too fast and she's going to overwhelm her opponent. And I've been in a sparring matches where you're overwhelmed. It's not fun. You second guess everything you're doing. You overthink everything you're doing. And that's when you get tagged. Brianna Frost said, Silva won her last 4 fights, but Grasso fought Valentina, didn't win, but fought one of the best. Going to be a good fight. I agree, Brianna. I think it's going to be a very closely contested matchup. I just think Silva's going to have the slight edge because of the speed and the overwhelming sense of pressure that she has. But I digress. Nano, 7-pound weight miss for Jose Aldo. Apparently they informed Zahabi early this morning or late last night that he was not going to make the weight and to stop cutting his weight. What are your thoughts on this?
Not good. I mean, my initial thought is big yikes. And for the legend that Jose Aldo is, you know, and the professional that he is, for him to be having that much of an issue, obviously his body must have been shutting down or must have, I don't even know what could have happened for it to be that way, but just wasn't coming off. I think it was said earlier, you know, he's a big guy for the division. Obviously, probably time to level up. I'm interested. I mean, if it's just one of those things where maybe he knew, like, you know, maybe they got to that point, hey, you might lose another pound or two, but you're going to kill yourself and it's just not worth it. Stick at your 7 pounds, you know, hey, then so be it. Maybe that won't impact his performance too much. I mean, Vegas and DraftKings still think that Jose Aldo is going to go out there and win. Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen, but yeah, the underdogs, man. And you know, not to tip the hand, but you know, I want to hear your spiel on why Zahabi is a live underdog here. But I do think I'm usually the optimist. However, the weight cut miss, or I guess lack thereof, a weight cut, missing weight, I think might actually be bad in this case for Jose Aldo. That's just my opinion. That's my gut reaction. But I do want to hear your pitch on why, on this fight, who you think is going to win and why. Tell the people.
Yeah, man, the weight miss is catastrophic, right? And Jose Aldo is not new to this sport. He's not new to this game. So the fact that he missed weight is not only wild, but I mean, the fact that he missed it by so much is just insane, bro. Absolutely insane. I truly don't understand how something like that happens, especially to a consummate professional like Aldo. So I don't know, man. It strikes me as weird. It strikes me as odd. And now he's coming in with an advantage, a very drastic advantage over Ayman Zahabi. But that being said, you got Ayman Zahabi, little brother of one of the best coaches, you know, of all time, the guy that coached George St. Pierre, who put a bigger beating on the fighters he went against than that pin you just took a rip of is putting on you. and gee whiz. Dude, gee wee wees. I had to throw shade, brother. I love you. Ayman Zahabi, dude. He's like, he's got the best staff around him. He's got the best people around him. And he's coming out of a hell of a gym. And he's been looking really good every time he goes out there and makes that walk. He gets better. And that's not something we can say about every single person that we watch fight, especially here recently. I like Zahabi a lot. If you look at Tapology, the community votes, 4,249 of them think that Vegas got this one wrong. Or sorry, no, that Vegas got this one right. They're going with Jose Aldo, which I did not realize he was the favorite. Sheesh. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I just feel like Ayman Zahabi is too complete of a fighter. Like, since those two losses in 2017 and 2019, when he first made it to the UFC, essentially, he's been a tear. He's been an absolute tear. Will this be the biggest test? Yeah, he's fought people like Draco Rodriguez, Ricky Tercios, Eurico Long, Javid Basharat, and Pedro Munhoz. Like, those are his most notable fights. But I gotta call a spade here and think that Ayman Zahabi is going to tear up the legs early and utilize his range and his reach. And it's funny I'm saying that because he actually has a reach disadvantage here of 1 inch, 1.5 inches. But the way that he uses his reach is so much better than Jose Aldo. Zahabi is out here throwing these, like, posting jabs and crosses that cover distance, whereas Aldo likes to be in the pocket, ripped to the body. And he's really fell in love with boxing a lot more lately, which has limited his abilities in there. So I like Zahabi a lot in this one. I think he goes out there and gets it done, continues his climb to the top. And let's go to the chat. Stardust Fire says, howdy, y'all. I got money on Muhammad. Let's go.
Stardust, what up? Great to have you. That's a fire pick. I like it.
I agree with that pick. Making the walk, Jack says, it's crazy that when Aldo was champ, we thought he was eventually going up to lightweight, but it's hard to cut those pounds as you age. Bro, absolutely
wild. That's facts. It's facts.
Absolutely wild. 3 pound weight miss should be the limit. Over that, cancel it, in my opinion. I agree, dude. I 100% agree.
The boys.
Yes, dogs, MMA. How you doing, brother? I hope you're having a great time. Brianna says, heart says Aldo, but head says Zahabi. Aldo may have an advantage in more than one way, even with the small reach advantage and being shorter. That's the thing, Brianna. Like, I agree. I see this fight going so many different ways, and Aldo has many paths to victory here. But my brain is telling me Ayman Zahabi, and I'm sticking with it. Nano, am I taking crazy pills here? What's up?
Nah, man, not at all. I mean, I did want to hear your explanation. I wanted the people to get a little bit extra color as to why that is a good pick. It's hard for me to bet against the Jose Aldo, but the weight cut definitely concerns me. I think this stage in his career, and again, the dog that's in front of him, I know just IQ-wise, skill-wise, it's going to be a legitimate doubt. It's going to be a legitimate test for Jose Aldo, and I'm going the younger buck here, even though, I mean, Ayman's not necessarily a spring chicken. I think you explained it perfectly, man. It's hard for me to look at these odds and feel good about a Jose Aldo, given the kind of latest circumstances, so... If you like him, maybe you wait. Maybe the odds will shift, and then you can still get him maybe at closer to plus odds if you are truly a Jose Aldo dire truther, which I can totally understand because, again, he's a legend. He's an OG. Really, really hard for me to bet against him. I'll probably stick away from actual betting perspective, but I don't mind betting for the underdog here and the younger guy who, if he gets this win, can go and kind of continue to capitalize on it. And Jose Aldo, I just don't know what's next for him in his career outside of maybe just some showcase fights or prize fights, if you will. So those are my two cents, brother. But you nailed it, man. You convinced me. I was kind of on the fence looking at the odds, maybe even kind of question myself, but got to go the underdog. I think it's a good one too, brother. You picked a good one. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, I like that underdog. I'm going to throw a unit on that one. I really think Ayman gets it done. And I just think, do I think he's the better fighter in totality career wise? Probably not, at least not at this moment in his career. But do I think he's the better man on this Saturday? Absolutely. And something like we didn't even talk about is the age difference, which is almost non-existent. If you think about these guys' careers, you would think Aldo's got to be leaps and bounds older. There's a 1 year age difference here. So the only difference really is fight experience and tread on the tires. One serves one man better. One serves one man better. So like Ayman Zahabi, way more tread on the tires left. Jose Aldo, way more fight IQ in there against top level opponents. So it does make a difference, right? It does make a vast difference. But I'm gonna go with my original gut decision here and going against the grain, man. I'm going against all of them. I'm going Zahabi. S-Dogs, who you got in this one, man? Let us know as you take a sip of that Capri Sun, my guy. What up, Capri Sun? Let's go. Sterling almost managed an entire Sprite earlier. Andrew, you missed it. That's impressive stuff. That is impressive stuff. Can we give this man a round of applause? I told him you were going to come correct whenever it came time for that rematch with Sprite. I knew it. I knew it all along, brother. You're a real beast of a man. I knew it.
I do.
Had to do it too. Now let's talk about this flyweight co-main event of the evening, folks, between Valentina Shevchenko and Manon Fiore. But before we jump into Manon Fiore, folks, I did post a link for the DraftKings competition in the chat. Make sure you check that out. You can find that link right there. Click on that. It'll take you right to the team. You draft your team. You enter your dollar. If you've got the best picks, you win all of the dollars, right? Again, we'll be doing these every week. We hope to see more and more of you joining. There's 56 of you watching right now. So march on over to the YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications, and then smash that link to DraftKings Fantasy, folks. And now we talk about this women's flyweight bout between Valentina Shevchenko and Manon Fiore. Man, oh, Manowitz, it is a bout between two stand-up striking phenoms, right? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to pour one up. Because it's the
co-main. There he is.
It's the co-main event. This is a fucking banger.
We got Muay Thai weekend.
It's the freaking weekend, baby. It's the freaking weekend. The Battle of the Blondes. It's the Battle of the Blondes. The Battle of the Bronze. The Battle of the Muay Thai Savants. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Folks, again, we've got almost 60 of you in here right now. If you drink, raise one up. If you don't, do what you do, right? We don't care what your poison is or if you do no poison at all. Either way, we appreciate you for being in the show with us. So cheers to you. Cheers to us. Cheers to the weekend we're all about to have. And may it be one for the history books. Cheers, folks.
Cheers. Salute.
Calm down, everyone. I'm back. Cheers. Leroy, I sensed that you were back. My spidey sense was going off. It was tingling. Got a tingling sensation in my arachnids. And it said, Leroy's back in the chats. So I poured up a shot for you, my friend. Nano, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one, my boy. Tell me and tell the people why you are siding with someone different than me in this one.
I just think, history has a way of repeating itself, and I'd be naive to not look at what Valentina has done in this division, where she still is at her career, and frankly, the path in which she typically takes to victory. I think she's going to find a way to get it done. And what I mean by that is I think she's going to basically wrestle fuck Manon Fiore, right? You talked about two great strikers, but there's one great, great mixed martial artist, and the other, again, great striker, but we don't know what she's going to let. This cool lad is hitting right now. He's busting. My bad. But listen, man. I mean, Manon is a great striker. We all know that. What are you going to do to go out there? Quickest path to victory? You neutralize it. How do you neutralize it? You get her on her back where she's not used to, and where Valentina will just sit there and probably control her for a lot of it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's kind of boring because, I don't know how active Valentina will be. She's not going to try to make too many mistakes or try to give her opponent too many openings. She is smothering when she's on the ground. Again, just look no further than her last fight against Alexa Grasso. Her timing and her striking and how she blends it all together, I think she's going to find a way to get it done. So I'm with Valentina here, but sounds like we might be on different sides of the fence. So tell the people, all 59 of us, I guess 60 including myself, how you're feeling about this co-main event of the evening.
I'll tell you what about it. And thanks for cheersing with us, Brianna. We appreciate you. Cheers with my sparkling water. Cheers to Valentina winning. LOL, Manon is a beast, but Valentina all day, every day. All right. All right. Western Mass Climber, we appreciate you cheers him with us as well. Let's go. Let's go. Juice Man saying Val is a lock. Lane said, I can't use DraftKings here. Dang. VPN. Let's see what else. What up, Sav? Really appreciate your vid about going to that concert. Hell yeah. Lane, WMC Juice. Can any of you slacker ass mods please link Nano's channel? This is Nano's channel. We do this channel together.
That's right.
I'm the host slash producer, and he is the best friend slash co-host.
Yeah, but I will let you know if and when I get anything else solo off the ground. I'll be sure to help promote it. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if and when he does, it will likely be something tailored to, I don't know, probably fantasy football.
Absolutely. Fantasy football, maybe some golf, maybe life, music, all things, everything. Right. We got MMA covered. That's what we got here. But, you know, we might need to keep it no filter. Just give it to you raw and just talk life. Chop it up. Right. A little shop talk with the boys. We'll see. Let's see. Go. TBD.
Nah, Lane, the hack CCTV I have in his kitchen says he poured out the actual Sprite and filled the can with water. I believe it. Grimy. Grimes. What up, Grimy? I don't know if we've actually, have we seen you in the channel?
What up, Grimy?
So, not a lot. Happy LFG. To see you here, though, tonight, my friend. Manon Fiol. I'm on Manon and new. Me too, Grimy. Let's go. I knew I liked you from the start. Let's go. Just got back. Had to get some more capris. Let's go, S-Dogs.
Love to see it.
Chat just dipped hard when Sterling, a.k.a. S-Dogs. Wait, Sterling Aka Dogs pulled up. What? Yeah, me and him both run the channel. LOL. Oh man. Lane, thanks for inviting Grimes. We appreciate it, man. We always like seeing new people in the chat. I'm on Manon Fior. I don't know if you noticed, but I changed the music to some more Frenchy stuff for Manon. We can switch it up even more if you want.
Shop like level. Oui.
Yeah, I like this one. I like this one. Nano does not have his own channel. No, ma'am.
Nope. Not yet. It will be the
Grimy is a G. Grimy is a G, said Jax. Do you know what?
Capital G.
So are you. So are you, Jax. Also a G. My goodness. Let me just list the reasons that I have this French lady. I just think that she's better. She's looked almost invincible in most of her fights. And in recent years, we've seen her opponent start to look a little human, right? And I know I'm picking against the grain here. I know it. Maybe not if you ask Vegas, but if you ask Tapology, who I think is smarter than Vegas 9 out of 10 times, 4,239 picks were made. 69% of those picks. And again, I said 69% of those picks are coming in on Valentina Shevchenko. But I'm riding with the 31%, folks. I think it's going to be Manon Fiol. I think she's going to come out here. I think she's going to dominate at range. I think she's going to look to find the distance early, especially against that 1.5-inch reach disadvantage that she has to make up. But I think she's going to lean heavy on the kicks. I think she's going to work the body early on. And I truly, truly, truly think that we're going to have ourselves a fantastic fight. It's not going to be one-way traffic by any means, but I think Manon is just going to seem to be one step ahead of this fight everywhere it goes, whether it's on the feet, on the ground, anywhere it goes. I got Fioro. I think she's the more well-rounded fighter. Sure, she has twice the wins. Valentina, right? She's got twice the wins of Manon, but she also has four times the losses. Again, give me Manon! I think she's going to go out there and get it done. And then after that, you basically give Manon the winner of Alexa Grasso versus Natalia Silva, or you give her the one, the only Jasmine.
Yes, Adavitage.
After she goes out there and dominates Jessica Andrade. That's my thoughts on that fight, Nano. Just calling it as I see
it. I like it. I agree with Zach. I mean, listen, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Manon is someone that has all championship pedigree, right? She's someone that's probably poised. It might be inevitable like Thanos, but I'm on the other side of the fence, being contrarian today, but I will say I'll happily do a shot with whoever is wrong. I'm going to say we end up both doing shots anyways, but best believe we'll happily do so.
I was confused. I was like, are you saying you want to do a shot right now? We just did one, but I'm down. I mean, it is the main event.
I mean, one in Rome, do as thy Romans do.
You know what I'm saying? First, I have to change this music back. The French stuff is kind of killing me.
Moving on to the next one. On to the next one.
We'll still change the vibe a little bit, though. I like this.
Yeah, good coffee shop vibes right here. I like it.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice one.
Scooby-dooby-dooba.
This is actually the soundtrack that plays in the back of my head. That was, speaking of which, that was a great callback to the original American Pie. I see you. this is the music that plays in the background of my brain when I listen to all of the forced and faked Bilal Muhammad hatred that I constantly see on the interwebs. I just don't understand it, Nano. Like, people hate this guy. And I don't actually think people hate this guy. I think that they're fake hating this guy. And they just want to see him lose. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like he's a great fighter. He's not any more boring than most of the people that these same people cheer on. Like, I don't know, dude. I just, again, miss me with the bullshit of that hate. He's always seemed like a class act to me.
Fair.
I am. Let's go. Seth, fight me for it. Whoa. Who's fighting right now? What's happening in the chat right now?
Sheesh.
Oh, wow. People, are they fighting about the mod things right now? Dude, I'll make everybody a mod. And you guys can all fight and each other. All right, give me Sav's wrench. I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Lane is not a mod for obvious reasons. Sad but true. You're a legend. You can't have my wrench. Shots! Yes, we're pouring them up right now, Nance. Leroy, I'm highly trusted and valued with my bling. With my bling? That's actually, I'm going to make you a mod right after the show. That's worth it. Saf, fight me for it. But I already have it. Why would I fight? Know who I am? I mean, she does have a nasty body kick. I just have nastier reaction time. But you know, I felt the sting on them fingers, brother. I'm not sure why that was the sound effect I went with, but
it worked.
I picked Shevchenko, but she's such a reluctant striker now. I'm very concerned. Thank you, Jax. Bro, I want to do a show with you so bad, but I feel like doing a show with you would be similar to me and Crossover doing a show because like all three of us have the same thought process. We'd say very similar things. Or we just agree the whole time we're on the screen. That's such a good shout, dude. Like she has started looking so hesitant and it's the same thing I said about Natalia Silva with the way that she comes out there and blasts forward, right? Like, I think Manon's going to come out there and blast forward. That's the one, man. I like her here. I'm betting a shot on her. You know, if Grasso wins and Manon wins, then maybe we'll save those shots to do with each other for that co-main event. But either way, my friend, it's time. It's time. It is fucking time.
It's time!
To do this shot, and then we're going to talk about the main event, folks. Nano, do you want to lead out the cheers this time, my boy?
Got to. I will. Appreciate y'all listening, all 61 of you, 62, including my co-host, 63, including me. If you got something nearby you, go ahead and raise it up here. We are doing a toast to the weekend. We are raising our glass for good health, for happiness, most importantly for some violence come Saturday night. Okay, so let's keep going. Let's keep growing. In all aspects of life. But first, let's stay hydrated. Salud.
What up?
Hell yeah. Shout out Bruce Lee, as always. The man that got my back. He's got my six. Couldn't be happier.
Let's go.
You know the vibes. Appreciate y'all.
Western Mass said, Sav, I definitely outkick you, though. Sorry. Take your confidence, West. Andrew said money on Sav. Yeah, I'm with Sav there. Coors Light, because Bud Light won't pay you anything. Fair. Fair.
Touché.
Spark it up. Brother, you already know. You already know. Nano, we got to talk about this fucking main event. It is a main event taking place in the welterweight division, which has just been exciting recently. Nano, it's been so exciting recently. Back in the day, I used to call this weight class the welterweight division because everybody just wanted to wait for their turn to fight for the fucking title. Then you got people like Bully Bilal, a.k.a. Remember the Name, coming in there and fighting for what's his, taking what's his, building the foundations and working his way up to the top, rising like the cream of the crop. He rose to the top, brother. Dude, look, I hate the fake hate that Bilal fans or Bilal anti-fans cast. Like, come on. What are you even doing, bro? The hate is so forced and fake. And I mean, come on. He is an exciting fighter. He's also 24-3. The dude is a fucking stud. I think he goes out there and puts it on Jack Della Maddalena. Jackie Three Names, Jackie Della Maddalena. I like Jackie Three Names, right? Jackie DMs. But I think he's one of the better boxers in MMA and in the UFC, surely. But I just think Bilal goes out there and has a better game plan. He's going to show him those Canelo hands on Saturday night. And he's also going to show him some wrestling. Okay. He's saying he's not going to shoot a single takedown. And I love that. But he's going to shoot a takedown. If Jack Della Maddalena hits him and hurts him, he will shoot a takedown. But I'm also going to go out on a crazy limb here and possibly lose all of our subscribers by saying this. Other than Sav, because I know that she's down with the clown, or down to clown, rather. I wouldn't be surprised if Bilal went out there and got a finish, man. I think Bilal inside the distance is a fucking live bet, bro. Like, I don't understand how people are sleeping on this man so much. Like, you can currently get Bilal inside the distance at plus 400? Yep. That's cool.
Not too shabby.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm just deciding, do I want to do one unit or two units on it? Or like fucking 10? Nano, who do you have and why? Tell the people. And are you betting on this one?
Oh, man. I mean, this is a fun one, man. This is a fun one. I probably should bet a little some on it. But I might do a little hedgeroni pizza because I like both guys so much. I wouldn't be surprised if JDM goes out there and gets it done. I do see the JDM KDO. You're shaking your finger there as if you disagree. Sav Jelly kind of correcting the course here. Bilal won't get KO'd. Okay, fair enough. Leroy, Bilal inside the distance. You're high as a kite. Okay, maybe. Those things can be mutually exclusive.
I said that before I just took a hit, bro.
True. And I don't think he's changing his tune either. But this is going to be an interesting one, man. I'm excited for this one to go down. I have a feeling that Bilal's going to really find a path to victory here. Yeah, 25 minutes, it's not easy. I don't think JDM's really had a chance to do that in his career thus far. I could be wrong, but not often enough to have someone like a Bilal who's been working on the hands, who obviously has the great wrestling game. He's been working with those Dagestani boys. As Islam recommends, he sent to Dagestan for 2-3 years and forget. And now he's just eaty and sleepy and trainy. And that's Bilal's life now.
I eat and I sleepy. Send him 2-3 years Dagestan and forget.
And forget. So that's exactly why we're going to remember the name, because he's doing legendary things. And he's sharpening up all the tools. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see champion pedigree from Bilal. you know, JDM, Jackie Three Names, does always have a puncher's chance, right? We're talking about one of the baddest dudes to lace him up when it comes to at least boxing in the UFC right now. One of my favorite fighters. He moves and grooves like a true boxer, if I'm being honest. Again, just want to reiterate how great his hands are. But as Kendrick Lamar famously said, it's not enough, okay? There's some solid skills, but it's just not enough. So I'm going Bilal here for sure. But give the people further elaboration. Stop collaborating and listen, y'all, to what MMA Anomaly has to say. Tell us why you're going to remember the name as well Saturday night.
Oh, my friend, my brother, my family. I like Jackie Three Names. He is one of the more exciting fighters coming up in the welterweight division. But Bilal, remember the name, Muhammad. I get it, okay? I get it. He's got 18 fucking wins by decision. I get it. But he also has 5 knockouts, all right? He does finish people. He has finished people. He has also got a submission, right? I know a lot of people don't remember the prolific rear naked choke over Takashi Sato on the UFC 242 card. Which, of course, if you remember that card, you should. Even if you don't remember it by number, you should definitely remember that card, folks. It was Khabib versus Dustin Poirier. What a fucking card. The only time Khabib Nurmagomedov's father was ever able to attend one of his fights live. God rest his soul, Abdulmanap. Now, again, folks, like, the dude has wins over Randy Brown, Jordan Mine, Tim Means, Curtis Melinder. He sent that dude out of the UFC. Lyman Good, which he made look like Lyman Bad. Diego Lima. I mean, there's 3 Limas in the UFC, and it would take all 3 of them to put up a fight against fucking Bilal. Remember the name Muhammad, folks. The dude is an absolute beast. Okay. Making the Walk says JDM by Dars. I'm kidding. Bilal, remember that he messed up Islam's champ shot by UD.
He wouldn't forget. Everything he got.
Everything he got. I think he's gonna outclass him, bro. I like JDM. I think if JDM fights anybody other than Bilal in the top 10 for the most part, he probably wins that fight. This is a bad fight for him. I think Jax is right. I think Bilal is gonna win this fight. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on him specifically by decision, so that way I cover all bases, obviously. Because you can get him at minus 175. Actually, no. You can get him at better than that for just the decision. All right, let's see here. Minus 115, bro. That's like fucking break-even odds, man. You put 50 on it, you get 93.47 back. Yeah, I love that.
Juicy.
So I'm going to do 1 unit on Bilal. Actually, let's see here. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. So I think I'm going to do 2 units on Bilal Muhammad to win. I'm going to do 2 units on Bilal to win inside the distance and 3 units on him to win by decision specifically.
I like it.
So again, for simple math purposes, just in case you don't understand the units talk, if your units are $50, for example, if you're putting 3 units on Bilal to win by decision, then you're putting $150 on him to win by decision and you're making back $280, right? And if you're putting 2 units on him to win inside the distance, you're putting $100 on him to win inside the distance and you're making $500 back. So the potential win, as long as Bilal wins any way, shape, or form at this point, is you're either going to gross, let's see here, 30 off of 150, or you're going to gross 350 off of 150. So again, either way, you're up money. It's just dependent on how much money you are up. So yeah, I will be doing just that. I'm going to be doing 3 units on Bilal by decision and 2 units on Bilal inside the distance.
I like your style, my man. Yep, I like your style.
I feel like that's a smart hedge. And then, I mean, Nano, you think Jackie Three Names is going to go out there and get it done, huh?
No, I'm going Bilal. Sorry if that was not crystal clear. Go and remember the name. I mean, JDM, I think if anything, I was just trying to portray, like,
do you think he has a chance?
Yeah, like puncher's chance, like we all do. Puncher's but his chance. But it may be a little bit more than that. I mean, if he lands a clean shot or two on Bilal, like, I mean, Bilal's never, I don't think he's ever been dropped, has he? Or, I mean, obviously, I don't think he's been knocked out.
He's definitely not been knocked out. I think he's been dropped, but I can't remember if it was from like a foul or if it was an actual drop.
Right. Maybe something behind the head or something, but definitely nothing of recent. He's been poked in the eye pretty badly that, you know, stopped the fight. But JDM can do that, right? Like he can certainly put a hurting and change it up real quick. But I just think Bilal's too smart at this point, too savvy. His fight IQ and his wrestling pedigree is just going to be too much, I think. For our JDM. That's just my thoughts.
Looks like we got a bet in the chat between Western Mass Climber and Lane. Yes, Lane, JDM is fun, but I'll put $10 on Bilal decision. Leroy said, I get it. Bilal will likely win a decision by anti-fighting. Ain't nobody got time for that. Sav Jelly said, because JDM won't have anything for him. I agree. I don't know why it's always got to be Bilal's fault that he's better. It's literally the Mighty Mouse conversation. Mighty Mouse is boring. Mighty Mouse is boring. He's so boring. No, he just leaps ahead of everyone he's fighting right now. And it makes him seem boring because he's just running circles around him. JDM needs to win so we get Olives versus El Matador. I mean.
Ooh.
Not a bad idea. But it's not going to happen. This is bigger than you, Sav, and Bilal is bigger than JDM, Leroy. Get it? There's going to be a lot of cope after this fight. Can't wait to break it down. Lane, me too. Can't wait to see all of you guys and gals in the recap show because it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one. We're making a real comeback this week, folks, with the bets and the picks in general. Bilal is a flash of the pan. It's the JDM era, baby. Strikers are back in a big way. Only way to stop Bilal is eye pokes. Captain is saying no shows no mercy.
He's just going to say it.
Bro!
Right on key, my brother. I love
This is exactly why this is a shared channel. This is exactly why it's always these two. We hive mind, bro. And with all due respect, like, rest in peace, Val Kilmer.
You can be my wingman anytime.
You know what I'm saying, brother? The show is what it is. Now, we've already covered all the fights. But there's some things. There's some things we need to talk about. Okay. The main thing we need to talk about is this. Today it was announced that John Jones is doing a reality show coaching against Nate Diaz. Do you think we're ever going to see this man fight again? And more importantly, do you think we'll ever see him fight Tommy Aspinall?
I thought Dana was saying that that is still happening or he's working closer to it. I could be wrong, but I'm hoping we get the fight that we all need, the fight of the century. We need an Aspinall-John Jones fight is what we do need.
We do need it. We need it, folks.
Need it bad. I need it. Need a fix.
We need it. Yeah, bro, like this is a fight that I feel like people are always going to talk about the what ifs of if it doesn't happen. It has to happen, right?
Exactly. Has to
happen. Other than that, I feel like there were some other really good announcements. Oh, Cody Garbrandt is going to fight Jaime Barcelos on June 14th.
Oh, I like that matchup a lot, actually. That's fire.
A fun matchup. That's go a Cody really fun matchup.
Let's go.
Another fun matchup. Shout out, folks. I got the signed gloves in the background somewhere. Oh, on this side. Boom. They're back there. From Brendan All-In Allen, he has a fight announced as well. Brendan Allen is going to be fighting against Marvin Vettori on July 19th. That's a hell of a fight.
Round two, I guess, since they fought in the Vegas blackjack table.
I mean, we basically called for that fight to happen, and now it's happening. So let's go, man. Unfinished business.
That'd be a fun one.
Arguably the most exciting fight that was announced, Nano. A fight that's taking place on July 12th. Calvin Kattar coming in against Steve Garcia.
Ooh, gonna see ya. Damn, that's a good fight.
That's a banger's delight.
Holy cow. I don't like it for Calvin, but love it for Garcia.
Man. It's a fact, man. It's a fact. Is that real? I think it's fake. Wait, you think what's fake?
Oh, no.
Which one do you think is fake? All the ones I just mentioned were announced by Marcel Dorf on Twitter, who I consider to be the source of truth when it comes to this kind of thing. Nano, Dana says what he has to say to shut people up. Jones isn't going to fight. I think maybe that's what they were talking about. Sav, I was actually a Bilal fan way back when, but then he got handed a microphone and took some shine off. Then he kept winning, which I loved, but they kept giving him a microphone. And each time the distance grew. Now I'm genuinely not a fan of his talking. Fighting is fine. If you can't stop it, that's on you. But the talk kills me. Canelo hands, baby. Canelo hands. I get it, man. Mic time, as Sav Jelly put it so eloquently here in the chat. Mic time makes it hard to be a fan of so many fighters. LOL. Facts. And Jax said from making the walk, Garcia is going to beat the shit out of Kattar. I mean, you're probably not wrong.
Yeah. Not wrong about it.
But it's another fight that's going to be a very fun time, in my opinion.
Absolutely. That's a striker's delight, as we like to say.
Jax, what are your thoughts on the women's fight that got announced a few days ago? Viviane Araújo returning against Tracy Cortez for the International Fight Week card.
Pretty solid.
That's an interesting matchup.
I like it.
I wonder how the odds are going to shake out on that one, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know why. I just think Araújo should be leaps and bounds ahead of a Tracy Cortez, but I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Either way, man, what a fun show. What a fun card. I'm not sure if any of the boys are going to be doing a live, but make sure you check out their channels. The Fight Week Show, Making the Walk, S-Dogs MMA, Kick 'em in the Head. Fucking all the channels, folks. Crossover MMA, another legend you got to check out. Fight Night Frankie, got to check that guy out as well.
S-Dogs.
I mean, dude, come on. All these guys are fucking legends. You know the deal. Like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications. And if you're new here, do the same thing here. There's over 60 of you watching right now. Do us a huge favor. If you're watching on Twitter or anywhere else, come on over to YouTube. YouTube.com/@MMAnomaly. Like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications. That way you know when we're live each and every time. We typically like to do two episodes a week, one breakdown and one predictions show, or kind of what's next show and one prediction show. So folks, tune in every week. We love seeing each and every one of you in the chat, giving your thoughts and opinions. And it definitely makes our night seeing you here. So if you do none of those things, as we say each and every episode, I'll say it again this time. Do these two things instead. Keep on going and keep on growing, folks. We'll see you next.
You've been listening to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. As you may have been able to tell, we dig the MMA, and our passion is to dive deep into the upcoming fights,
give you our expert breakdowns, and help you make sense of all the chaos that is the fight game. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, make sure to find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at MMAnomaly. Be cool, and we'll see you next time.